You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, I want to start a new series today. I'm calling it Preparation and Wild Hogs. We'll get to the wild hogs. It's not going to make sense at first, but eventually it will. I want to look at some of the things that have happened 3,500 years ago and how I feel that something very similar to that is happening today. I think everything that's happening is planned, known by God, and allowed by God, and it's all going to work out to His glory in the end. But just like 3,500 years ago, there are very bad times ahead for people in the world today. The best way to control the masses is when they're hungry. When they're hungry, they're desperate, and you can control them very easily at that point. And unfortunately, I believe that that's what's going on with the government today and the people today. We all know the story, the biblical story about Joseph and the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of famine. Genesis 41:28 tells us, "This is the thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. Indeed, 7 years of plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt, but after them, 7 years of famine will arise. And the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will deplete the land. So the plenty will not be known in the land because of the famine following, for it will be very severe." And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officers over the land to collect 1/5 of the produce of the land of Egypt in the 7 plentiful years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming, and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. Then that food shall be as a reserve for the land for the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, and the land may not perish during the famine. So we all know what happened there. God gave Pharaoh a dream twice, and eventually he got to Joseph. Long story about how Joseph got in front of Pharaoh, but the bottom line is Joseph interpreted the dream for Pharaoh, and God was setting things up. See, people get very desperate when they're hungry. If we had hunger like that in the United States today, you would have neighbor killing neighbor, family member turning in and killing family member. It would be bad. People would be selling their souls for a morsel of bread. It's happened in the past, and I believe it'll be happening again in the near future. And with that opening, now in the preceding shows, I want to show what is about to happen here. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.